You're going to be performing as part of the Ragtimers at Live and Local on Friday nights.
Yes, I am. A completely different subject.
Yeah, but, I know. That's why we had a break, quite a big break in between.
But also very joyful.
Yeah, yeah. So Live and Local is at the Old School Arts Centre. Oh, what was the time? 7:30. Doors will be open at 7. Kōhae entry usually. You can buy a bit of food and drinks there from memory. And it's going to be the Ragtimers, the Music Lovers, and a group composed of Dave Maybe, Peter Scandera, Ashley Knox, and Freddie Limbert, who don't appear to have a name for themselves, but they're four local musicians.
They just kind of groove together, I think. I think they're really good.
I mean, Dave and Peter have played together for many decades now. So
I mean, we have so much talent in the Raglan community musically. It's wonderful. Yeah. And these Live and Local, I mean, I can't believe that I get to perform at them because I'm such a musical novice, really. But, you know, the ukulele group has given us a lot of us opportunities to kind of have a go, you know.
Yeah, so you're a member of the Ragtimers and also the Blister Sisters.
I am also the Blister Sisters. They're two quite different ukulele groups. The Ragtimers has got that very open door, come one, come all kind of approach.
Yeah.
And so that's fabulous. It's a very kind of community type group. And the Blister Sisters, yeah, there's only, I think there's about 13 of us, all women.
Only 13.
Only 13 of us, you know, and I think, and Penny manages that. I mean, Penny's involved also in the Ragtimers.
This is Penny Bousfield.
She's a wonderful musician. And so she kind of, I think she just takes us a bit further. We just get to do maybe more harmonies and more tricky chords and stuff like that with the Blisters.
And you've told the husbands you can go, and if you want to form your own group, you can do, but this is our group.
Well, the thing is, I think they got a bit envious of us because we were obviously having so much fun. So the husbands went off and formed the Blukes.
Right.
The Blukes. And actually the Blukes were going to be performing this Friday night, but unfortunately one of the main Blukes, our lovely Brian, who's one of the leaders of the Ragtimers too, got very ill, and so the Blukes weren't able to practice, and so the Ragtimers have kind of stepped in. But fortunately at our practice last night, Brian was back. So our leaders in the Ragtimers are Betty, Brian and Penny.
How many in the Ragtimers?
Oh, God. I mean, sometimes we've gotten on stage and there's been up to 30 of us performing.
Is there room?
It's crazy.
Oh, there is room for 30 people if you squeeze up.
Well, yeah.
And it's a good thing it's ukuleles because they don't take up
that
space.
That's right. And sometimes we have to have a row in front of the stage and then, you know, two rows behind. We always kind of manage. And what's quite nice when we play at kind of competitions and stuff like that, or, you know, ukulele blasts, the sheer numbers of us just kind of have people a bit gobsmacked. It is so much fun. I get so much joy out of my two ukulele groups. I never thought I'd be spending all this time playing with music in my retirement. And here I am, and I just love it.
The first time I saw a ukulele group here was the Blister Sisters at Alive and Local, and I went along for something else. It was a lot of fun. I was surprised just how much fun it was because I don't know what I was expecting. But, I mean, you guys play songs that people know. But I think there's something about, I've said this before, that there's something about the ukulele. You can't take yourself too seriously with a ukulele.
That's right.
And so you're just much more open to the fun of it.
That's right. And then sometimes we bring the kazoo to it, and you certainly can't be serious about the kazoo. It's a hoot. It's kind of got that jug band kind of, you know, very lighthearted feel. And as Blister Sisters, we love dressing up too.
Yes,
so we always have quite a lot of time talking about what our theme is, and often it relates to the group of songs that we're singing, and you know, it's a bit of fun, but I actually think it kind of helps, you know, because you've got some visuals going on as well as the music. Yeah.
And did you enjoy the ukulele festival that we had a few months ago?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I really loved it. I've heard such a lot of people, you know, people who are completely new to ukuleles who just came maybe to the concert said that it was just such a fabulous event. And the concert in the evening. Were you there, Aaron?
At the club?
Yeah.
Yes, I was at that. Yeah, the last one where Big Muffin Serious Band were performing.
The Big Muffin Serious Band. I mean, they
I'd never seen them before.
They're the ultimate kind of ukulele jug band in
New Zealand. And not take yourself seriously band.
I mean, they just take the piss out of themselves all the time. And so, you know.
I knew of them like when I was in my early 20s. I heard of them, but I'd never seen them perform. I didn't go to Waikato University where they were based, but I'd somehow missed them everywhere else as well.
I mean, they are such talented musicians. It's not like
they're obviously skillful.
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
But they bring such humor to their performance, you know.
Yeah. And I used that opportunity to get an interview with Graham Kent about McGillicuddy's Serious Party as well. That was my main interview for the election. Yeah, with a joke party that wasn't even on available.
I remember them. Yeah, no, they're a great bunch of people, very creative.
Yeah. And one thing I discovered too with the ukulele festival is there were some people there I met who used to live in Raglan who I knew, and they explained that where they lived, they're part of a ukulele group, and they come round, and there's several ukulele festivals, and they two of the festivals, and there's like this whole world out there of people.
It's a movement, Aaron.
It's a movement. Yeah, that's, I think I called it that. I think I called it, Penny called it that, the third ukulele movement is happening at the moment, because there's the ukulele orchestra in the UK.
Right.
Yeah, and Graham Kent was at pains to point out that Big Muffin Serious Band started before them. Maybe they started the Renaissance.
Yep.
But yeah, and I see, I mean, there's a lot of retired people doing it, and I guess it's a discovery at that stage of life that you can actually join a band.
It's quite special, actually. Yeah, and it also creates a community. I mean, we meet every, the ragtimers meet every Wednesday afternoon, usually 4 o'clock at the old school, and anybody's welcome to join us, bring their ukulele, and even if you just want to come and sing, it's fine. Some now and again, we go to the club for our rehearsals and our meetings. But, you know, I've been probably with them for 2 or 3 years now, and it's a precious community of lovely people. So, you know, that it has that social aspect that, especially as you get older, is really important.
But for most people too, I imagine it might be the first band they've ever been in.
Absolutely, it's the first band I've ever been in. And at first, when I got up on stage, I was a bit terrified. But, you know, about, I don't know, 6 or 7 performances later, probably more, you know, I'm a lot more relaxed about it, and I just enjoy it. Yeah,
and it does, and it was fun. What do you know? Are you allowed to tell us some of the songs you're going to be playing on Friday night with the Ragtimers?
Oh, I don't know if I am. Penny might tell me off.
There'll be songs people know.
Yeah. I mean, we've only had a couple of weeks' warning that we're going to be doing this, so don't expect too much of us.
Go on.
We've got a couple of really cool songs that I particularly like, and you'll just have to come along and find out.
Okay. And I don't think I've spoken to Penny, or I don't remember talking about the ukulele festival, whether it will happen again next year. It feels like it was a success, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of yet to have those conversations. My feeling is there will probably be more. It's a big event to organise.
Yeah.
And I saw Penny and Brian, especially, they were the main organisers, you know, very, very busy for a while there. But I suspect they felt it was worthwhile.
They can make it biannual if it's...
Yeah, so we'll see. We're yet to kind of have those conversations, but fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, well, I've got time to play a song or two before the end of the show. So I'm going to bring up Fontaine's DC and Roman Holiday. We've been speaking to Di Jennings. And yes, we did know we were talking to somebody called Di about dying earlier. So people would have been listening and going, oh, that's funny. Anyway, thanks for coming in.